Hello.
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 Hi, Ben Sion.
How are you?
Shalom Aleichem, how are you?
Aleichem Shalom.
Is that only a tenth of your sfarim?
Where, behind me?
Absolutely. Time. Line. Mark Harari has just joined us.
I'm going to mute all of my.
Mark Harari is here. But Mark.
Shalom.
Yisrael Meir is here. Shalom Aleichem, Yisrael Meir.
Please, smack me. Please.
Is he nussbound? Wow. Gilan, how's the zoo?
I think you have to delete all your memory on your phone, Gilan.
You see that's better? Talk now and see if it's better.
Oh, it's much better, yeah. You muted yourself. It's perfect now. Oh, Aaron Tyler's here.
No, when I switch my camera off, I can hear you guys properly. Otherwise, it's too cuts out.
Fantastic. Oh, Ramoshe. Ooh. And Akiva's here. Fantastic. Look at this. We almost have a minion.
Hanadi.
Hey, Rav Aaron.
Wow.
Look at this.
Well, look at that beard. Oh, my Lord.
You're talking about Harari, right? It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Why is Harari muted? Harari should be the last person muted.
I'm not muted.
Oh, now you're
not. I don't know how to
use. Perfect.
Me and technology don't work.
Fantastic. It's wonderful.
Harari, let me see that beard again.
My mamash can't hear anything.
Hopefully the Rob's computer will be clear.
Yeah. Well, everyone will just have to mute themselves. I just told you.
What's going on?
Allie.
Yeah, the Rav called me. I don't think he can get on. Yeah, what's up, Aaron?
Did you send the video to Harari? The movie?
Hello? Hi, Rabbi.
No such words.
We're all on. We got almost a minion here. What if it's not working?
It was a production.
What happens when you press play? When you press the... Yeah, when you press... No.
Yeah.
Zoom.
Hello.
Yeah, start.
Hi. Just got in. I'm on my phone.
Oh, hi, Yossi. How are you?
No.
Good.
No. Rebbe's sending yesterday. I sent Rebbe a Zoom for yesterday. No, Rebbe's hitting the wrong one. Let me send it again to Rebbe.
How do you know he's hitting the wrong one, Ellie?
Yes, oh, let me send it to you now. I sent it to you yesterday at 5 o'clock.
Rabbi Levy, 10.
What?
Hold on, can't be. Hold on. Where are you? Near Yahoo?
I'm on the phone to the rabbi.
I only have three charedim.
What did you say?
Okay, I sent it to you again.
What do you mean?
Weird.
What do you mean we only have three charedim in this group?
Three people on a phone.
One second. Refresh your thing. Wow.
We
started the meeting. I'll be, about 12 people here.
Computer. I'll be honest with you. I'm on the phone just out of laziness. Because I have to use the computer and it's just too much of a hassle.
Yeah, whatever. Everyone has
the bottom.
Now, I had to call from an unkosher phone. It wouldn't let me call from a kosher phone. So I'm just using the...
Who's
on
the phone?
I
sent it to the right one. You didn't get an email from me just now? I have NERYAAKOV Yitzchak @gmail.com.
No, I just didn't know for the phone. Just...
Why?
Yeah, you can just call in. Yeah, there's a number.
Correct, I sent
it. You can call from kosher phone. Oh. Yeah.
Hey. I'll send it to you again. Doesn't make sense.
I was thinking about you. You're welcome. I'm just going to have to use the computer. But just send it. I was just thinking also about
yes,
today.
Yes. Does Rebbe have WhatsApp or something on the computer also, or just email open?
I can leave this phone out in the living room, and you can be in there. I wonder if it'll work.
Can I send someone else?
Can I send,
can I send your daughter an email?
Wow.
Doesn't make sense. Everyone's in.
I came in just now.
Oh, Gilan, how are you? Good. Long time no speak, you know. I never know what happened to you in today's times. When it's fun. Can you make him a chayyim mason over Zoom?
I don't know.
I'm not on videos. So I can't see you. So I would assume it's about a Shem Malchus.
What's the number to call in? I'm going to call in. It's bad.
Okay.
I'll give
you can
you
hear me?
Second.
Here I am.
Oh,
yeah,
here's
Aaron.
Hi, Rebbe. 055. Gilan?
Okay.
Gilan, you hear me?
Can everybody hear me?
Perfect.
Yes, yeah. Rebbe. Yeah.
My gosh, Los Angeles. I can't believe who's here. All right. Welcome, everybody. It's good to see you here. I figured in case you get bored, you can look at the picture of Revelation.
Wait, Rebbe.
Yeah.
So there's background noise. If someone feels like there's going to be background noise, they should mute themselves.
Please mute noise. Yourselves. There's a lot of background noise. People are having trouble hearing.
Perfect.
All right. Hi, welcome, everybody. This is a new experience for all of us. This is what happens when we're in this matzav that we're in. The Mishnah Torah says, "Nichnas lekrach leir, you're tzayek, you're moidel, you're noisin ahido ala avar tzayek ala asid." Baruch Hashem. And so far in the kollel, everyone is well. Everyone, Baruch Hashem, has not gotten sick. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything you've had until now, and Bezos Hashem, people should remain healthy, and we should, Amir Hashem, get through this together.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Mishnah, in Daf Yud Aleph, Ve'er Mevarach Shtayim Lefonev, Ha'achas Lecharel. Ve'er Mevarach Shtayim Lefonev, Shtayim Lecharel, Achas Aruka, Ve'achas Ktsara. Mokim Shomu Laharich, Ein Rishai Lekatzer, Lekatzer ein rishai laharich, lachtem and rishai shlei lachtem, shlei lachtem and rishai lachtem. Now, the issue of the Mishnah and the Rishonim are addressing is a simple one. The Mishnah states, achas rucha v'achas ktsara, and then proceeds to go through a statement, lachtem shomu laharich and rishai lekatzer, lekatzer and rishai laharich. What is the kesher of this statement? What is the meaning of achas aruka v'achas ktsara? And then what is the hemshich of the Mishnah when it speaks about laharich, lakatsa? What do these terms mean? And how does it apply to what was said? So Rashi doesn't say much. Rashi on the Mishnah states, when he says achas ruka v'achas ktsari, tells me that it's a reference to these two brachas at the end of Kriyishma. The brachas that follow Kriyishma, shtayim lecharel de'arvis koi, namely the brach of emes v'emuna, as well as the bracha of Hashkiveinu. Presumably, the aruka, the bracha that is aruka, is the bracha of Emes Vemuna. That's a very long bracha. Hashkiveinu is a shorter bracha. And those are the two brachas that are referred to. Rashi makes no comment on the hemshich of the Mishnah when it says, Makum Shamu Laharich in Rishai Lekatzer, the Katzer in Rishai Laharich. No comment on that. And the Mishnah then continues and says, "Makom she amru lachtoim." Lachtoim rishai shlei lachtoim shlei lachtoim when rishai lachtoim. That Rashi does comment on. Lachtoim is referring to the brachas and referring to a bracha ktsara. If a person has a bracha, says a bracha that only has a beginning with no end, possibly an end and no beginning. In other words, there's no lashon barach both at the beginning and the end. So the halacha is that you can You cannot change that. But the middle statement of the Mishnah remains empty. Rashi doesn't make any comment, doesn't explain to us what any of that means. Tosfos comments on Rashi several points. Number one, he says, he brings Rashi, Aruka emes v'muna k'sara hashkivenu. The tema, hashkivenu nami aruka harbe. The teda midele koshiv k'koshiv l'b'tisefta b'hadiak k'saris. Tosfos' first kashna doesn't seem that strong. He's asking that in the Tosefta, which I think you hope you maybe you've seen, haven't seen, that's in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. The Tosefta basically enumerates a whole bunch of brachas that are arukais and tsarais. In that Mishnah is not stated, not mentioned, either hashkivenu or emes v'emuna. The Miri takes care of this. This is not really that difficult because the Tosefta is really a hemshech of the Mishnah. It's a commentary on the Mishnah. It's not necessary that the Tosefta should have to mention all of the various examples of Aruka and Tzara. That isn't necessary. However, it continues. Vay, the Pa'am Shemarichin Harbe B'Tosfos K'moi B'Tosefos K'moi Or Yom Henef. Or Yom Henef is the Piyut. Those of us in most of us, at least, I don't know if any of you have ever had the opportunity to say Birk Brachas with Piyutim. Maybe who's there? I see Akiva is there.
Bensi.
Yes. Manchester as well.
He says Or Yom Henef. Second day Pesach.
Oh, really? He
says, sure.
For sure.
For sure.
Bensi. Wow. What would be for sure? Said just for sure. I didn't see that.
Yitzchak Kolda. Right.
Yitzchak Kolda. Oh, we can hear you too, Yitzchak. All right. So what's happening here is that the Tosefos Or Yom Henef. Or Yom Henef is a very long piyut. And Frek Tosfos, what do you mean that Hashkivenu is called Tzara? It's very long. When you add in that piyut, and I had it out before, I had an example, it's a very, very long piyut. And Frek Tosfos, what do you mean it's Tzara? It's a Aruch. Tosfos has another question too. Void emes v'muna pamim shemakatsrin b'amoi. Kamrin on the command, the man demari, and Omer parasha sits us b'lai, lahava kabasayim moid b'nach v'loch. Shoy tzitzonu b'mitzrayim. Rashi explains later by Arichas what this means. Adaf Yud Dalit Amud Beis. There, the Rashi explains that according to the Mandama that holds, you don't say Parshas Tzitzis at night. So in that case, you start from Moedim Anach Lulach. This is a short Nusuf Rashi gives. You say, let's see. See it inside. Moedim Anach Lulach. Hashem Elokeinu Shoyitz Yisrael Meretz Yisrael Mufti Yisrael Mibeis Avadim. Ve'asis Lebar Nisim Uvoris Alayom. So in other words, that obviously shortened the brach of emes v'emuna at length. And therefore, for Tosfos, sometimes emes v'emuna is long. Sometimes hashkivenu is, I'm sorry, I said it backwards. Sometimes hashkivenu is very long. Sometimes emes v'emuna is short. And therefore, there seems to be no beer here. Why does Rashi refer to emes v'emuna as long? Neshkivenu has short. So we need a beer in this machlaikas here between Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos goes on to say, B'shem Rabbeinu Tam, that the parish of the Mishnah of Achas Ruch and Achas Ktzara means, it's all referring to Emes V'emuna. Sometimes Emuna is long, and sometimes Emes V'emuna is short. But in either case, right, like when is it short? Like a case in Daf Yadalam Beis. But in either case, Tosfos says it's completely referring to the bracha of emes v'emuna. A third opinion, which you may have seen, is the Rashba. The Rashba says that the reference in the Mishnah when it says achas aruka v'achas tzara is not referring to the brachas after Kriya Shema at all. It's referring to the brachas before Kriya Shema, namely Yotzer Or, the bracha Abbas Oilam, Abba Rabba. Those are the brachas that are referred to, not the brachas after Kriya Shema. So we have three opinions here. We have the Shitas Rashi, which says that the reference is to the brachas after Kriya Shema. We have the Shita of the Rashi, which says that the brachas are referring to the ones preceding Kriya Shema. And we have Tosfos, who is saying it's all a reference to Emes V'emuna, all referring to the same bracha. And just sometimes Emes V'emuna is Kotzer, sometimes Aruch. What is this machlekes Rishon? What is the Hezber in this machlekes? And We're going to see some important nafkaminas that will come out of the hezver of this machlokes. Let's see. All right. Now, min hastam, Rashi is the simplest pshat. Rashi's is the Mishnah says achas rucha v'achas tzara, and it would seem to be following the statement of the Mishnah be'erev mevarach shtayim lefaneh shtayim lachareh. So Rashi is understanding this as one long statement. The shtayim lachareh referred to is the achas rucha v'achas tzara, which would be emes v'munah hashkivenu. So it's particularly important to understand why the Rashba shita is that we should be machnis those two brachas and say it's talking about the brachas preceding Kriya Shema. That's obviously dochuk. Why is the Rashba doing that? Okay, let's analyze a little bit. First off, Yesh Lachkar in... What is the idea? Ish lachar in the concept of the nusach of brachas. What is the nusach of brachas exactly? So those of you who had opportunity to go through this Rashba and see Barichas, what he has to say, he says something very interesting. He argues the Chazal were never misakein a nusach of brachas. V'nirli demayte katani mokum shamu lekatzer and rishai laharich. Makom shamru laharich and rishai lekatzer. Lav the memra. Shena rishai lekatzer laharich benusach abrocha. Lemer the rabbis ulamait the miloy ser. Din kain hoya lehem l'sake nusach kol brachu bracha the milois menuyos uvin yonim yiduim lashmenu kol brachu bracha benusach sa v'zeh l'matzinu b'shumakom. In other words, Chazal never gave us a specific nusach to say in any one of the brachas. According to the Rashba, what was enumerated was certain, call them buzzwords, certain ideas that had to be mentioned in the bracha, but there was no specific nusach that was required to be mesukin in any given bracha. This is the sheet of the Rashba. If you medayek the ra'ah carefully, the daiti, the ra'ah is mashma very differently. Because the ra'ah, hemshech hadvarim, he writes, says when he brings the nusach, the hainu, what does it mean? The two brachas of avadei perusha da'achas aruka v'achas tzara, benusach shalehem kamar. The nusach achas men aruch, the hainu emes v'emuna, the nusach hasheni is kotzer, the hainu hashkivenu. In other words, the Ra appears to be understanding that Chazal were misaking a specific nusach habrach, and that nusach habrach is necessary for a person to say to be yitze the brach. Mashenkin, according to the Rashba, there was no specific nusach for the bracha. It's only a set of ideas, as well as, he says, certain buzzwords. That's my word for tonight. I'm showing them I'm from this generation to somewhat. Certain words that were required to mention in the bracha, but there was never any specific nusach that Chazal were misaking. However, says the Rashba, they were misaking something else. They were misaking that a certain surah to the bracha form. Brachas can come in one of three forms. Either they are preceded by the formula Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, or that formula or something similar to it, Baruch Atah Hashem, appears at the end, or it appears both at the beginning and at the end. That formula, that form must be maintained. Says the Rashba, that then is the beer in this Mishnah. The beer in the Mishnah is Makom Sha'amru. That's what he says. Achas Rucha V'achas Tzara. He understands as a reference to the brachas that precede Kriya Shema. Makom Sha'amru Laharich, says the Rashba, means when we said a bracha Laharich, when the Nusach was designed to have two brachas, and Rishalek Hatzer, you can't have only one bracha. Lekatzer, when there was only supposed to be one bracha, either the beginning or the end, and Rishai Laharich, you cannot add to the bracha and make it into a bracha that has Baruch as the formula, the beginning and the end. Also says the Rashba, and this is a little dochuk, Lachtim Rishai Shle Lachtoim. Shle Lachtim Rishai Lachtoim. How do you read that? Says the Rashba, it's all referring to brachas tsarais. In other words, the brachas that only have one single formula, the single formula of Baruch. However, when the Chazal were misaking the bracha to begin with the bracha, like Birkas Peres, Berpia Geffen, Birkas Nenin, or Chazal were misaking the bracha to finish with a Lashon Baruch, such as Elokai Neshama, these are brachas that do not begin with Baruch, finish with Baruch, you are not allowed to reverse it. You're not allowed to put the bracha at the beginning, the Lashon Baruch at the beginning, or reverse the Lashon Baruch that it was at the beginning to put it at the end. This is the Rashi's pshat in the Mishnah. Everything about the Rashi's pshat is dochuk. It's dochuk in the sense that Achas Ruch of Achas Tzara is mentioning something that happened before Kriya Shema. It's referring to the Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis. It's not referring to the Be'erev, the Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. And it's perish in what it says, Laharich and Rishai LaKatzer, LaKashen and Rishai LaHarich, is also dochuk. Because what he's really referring to is the brachas, the formula of the brachas, brachas beginning, brachas at end. All of it is dochuk.
What according to the Rashba is Achas Arucha and Achas Ktsara?
The Achas Arucha is Yaitzer Or, Achas Ktsara is the bracha of Abbas Oilam or Avaraba.
It's not a bracha Smuchel Chaverta?
Why can't it also be a Malaz Aravim and Abu Rabba?
Same question.
I didn't get it. Say it again.
Why can't it also be referring to Malaz Aravim and Abu Solom? And as much as it's referring to Shachas, it's referring to the two brachas before of Malaz.
It could be. But the point is, it's the brachas. You mean it could also be referring? I hear.
I think it is, but either way, you have a question of Brachas Smuchel Chaverta. Why is Avos Oilam not considered Brachas Smuchel Chaverta?
It may be.
The Rashba deals with that, Ellie.
Oh, he does?
He owes Brachas Smuchel Chaverta.
Because sometimes it will be said on its own.
The Brachas Smuchel Chaverta. That's a good point. In other words, he's arguing. That's a good point. I hadn't really thought that through. In other words, the Achas Ruch of Achas Tzara could be a reference to the brachas before. Right? I stand corrected. Good. Who was that? Yitzi? Eli? Who said that? I don't know who said that.
It was Yossi.
I stand corrected.
Yossi.
Good. Good, Yossi. Okay. But still in all, the middle part, you know, Tzara Aruka, a little kind of a forced shot. Moshe, what are you laughing at? Stop laughing.
Doesn't he have often a riot with his self? So you tell me. He is right. That the Gemara's going to he brought a Yushalmi that says that's what Tzara Aruka means.
Yes, I understand. Yes, I'm going to get to all that. Yes, give me a minute. Give me a chance. Okay.
When the Rashba says that they were not mitaken a nusach for the brachas, who is he referring that did not mitaken? Because we see in the Gemara that Mevorim clearly dealt with the nusach of bracha very clearly. My Mevorich,
to wake the Ali. The Rambam, which we'll get to soon.
Ezra Bezdinoi.
And you know what? The Gayan says, B'makom, he sends you to Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara uses the Lashon Anshei Knesset Hagdola, which is significant. It says that when the Rambam's understanding of Anshei Knesset Hagdola, according to the Gayan, appears to be referenced to Ezra Bezdinoi, which is interesting to me. I found that interesting because we often think of Anshei Knesset Hagdola as being, you know, the later, you know, Malachi, the last of the Nevi'im. Here, according to the Goyim, that Sheikh Knesset Dola being referred to is Ezra. Right at the beginning of Bayis Sheni, they were misaking all of the Nuschei Brachas that we presently have, at least a good chunk of them, according to the Rambam. Okay, so let's see where this gets us. So that is going to be the beer of the Rashba. However, the Ra'ah learns that the reference in the Mishnah, of course, in Ta'achas Ruch and Ma'achas Ktzara, is a reference to the Nusach HaBrach. And therefore, the text, Chazal were misaking the text, and when we have a long text, like Emes V'muna, or a shorter text like Hashki Venu, so the halacha is that where Chazal were misaking a text that is long, you have no right to shorten it. When Chazal made a text that appears to be shorter, you have no right to elongate it. And Hu Adin, the Mishnah finishes off and tells me that the rules also are that I have to maintain the tzur of the bracha as well. You cannot change the formulas of the bracha either. You cannot change, take a formula of a bracha, which is has the bracha at the beginning, place it to the end, or the bracha is at the end, at the beginning, where it has two brachas, you can't make it one. This, according to the Ra'ah, is the beer of the Mishnah. Now, according to the Ra'ah, the Daiti, well, let's see. The Ra'ah himself, let's see. Now the Ra'ah deals with another question. He says, if the Mishnah says that Mokum Laharich and Rishai Lakatzer, Lakatzer and Rishai Laharich, Rekder Zaykasha, the Mashan Unoigin, Lemar Piyutin, Mibrochishil Kriyishma. How is it that we're permitted to say brachas and kriyishma? The halacha is that we're not allowed to be marich or to be makatser in brachas. How is it that we have a right to do this? He says an interesting teretz. V'yesh loymer shle omru ele b'teres keva. Shasa likboya behen arichus oy kitzor l'shanois mivadbeya chachamim v'davka arichus oy kitzor hanikr shinui matbeya. Ele kol shenu b'keva le osru. In other words, the Iser is not to simply add to your bracha. The Iser is to, let's say, institutionalize a new text for the bracha. You cannot institutionalize a text for the bracha. You cannot be besaki, the bracha should be longer. If you temporarily will add things based on the time, based on a need, add things to a bracha, that, says the Ra'ah, is permitted. The Iser is to create, to institutionalize a new bracha. As long as that bracha remains, the addition of piyutim doesn't bother anybody. This essentially is
speaking. What's if you can't change it? It just means changing. What's the difference between
Aruch or Aruch? That's what I'm saying. You cannot elongate, institutionalize an elongation of the text. That you're not allowed to do. But if you're temporarily adding a piyut one night on Yom Tov, on first night Yom Tov, second night Yom Tov, you want to add a piyut, there's no Iser whatsoever. So therefore that is how the Ra'ah is going to solve the first question of Taisus. Taisus is Bamim Shemarichin Harbei B'Taisef Eskimei or Yom Henef. The Ra'ah has a solution. The solution is that was a one-time thing. Or Yom Henef was not an institutionalized extension of the Bracha of Hashkivenu. Was done one night a year, second night Pesach, is a very, very long Hisafa that they added to the bracha. And that Hisafa is according to the Ra'ah, because I haven't tampered with the Nusach HaBracha. I haven't tampered with the text of the bracha, the institution of the bracha. I've simply added something temporarily. And that is Mutter to do. I surmise he doesn't address the third question of Taisus, but I believe we have a simple answer. The Taisus go. The Gemara says in Yudalam Ad Beis that the Gemara there is saying that for someone who does not recite Parshas Tzitzis, there is a Nusach HaBracha which is shorter for Emes V'Emunah. Two things are possible. Either, as the Miri says, the halacha is al pi mitzvah. The mitzvah is to say the last parsha. I mean, astam. The nusach and the way it should be said is in its long elongated form. Those who choose not to do it, so they have a head to reshus to do it because it's temporary. It's not institutionalized. I have a hunch that it's simpler than that. There are, in fact, two nuschei abracha. I know Hashkivenu is referred to as a tzara, but what it means is this. For people who say the third parasha of tzitzis, there's a certain nusach they were misakin. For someone who does not say the third parasha of Tzitzis, the third parasha of Kriyashma, there's another Nusach HaBracha they were misakin. But in either case, what I'm doing there is simply reciting the already existing Nusach HaChazal or misakin. I am not institutionalizing anything new, simply exercising a Nusach that already exists. And that will be the solution according to the Ra'ah. According to the Ra'ah, the Mishnah is a reference to the Nusach of the Bracha. According to the Rashba, the reference is ideas of the bracha. One cannot add ideas. According to the Rashba, I'm sorry, I said that wrong. According to the Rashba, the problem of piyutim is going to be solved in a different way. For the Rashba, it doesn't say anywhere in the Mishnah any kind of a miut in terms of the ideas of the bracha. I have a certain minimum ideas that have to be inserted into a bracha. That minimum can always be expanded on, can always be added to. Therefore, the Rashba will hold There's no Isur and no problem and no Minia, nothing preventing me from adding on any kind of piyut, any kind of new idea, and any kind of bracha that I have. Therefore, according to the Rashba, the problem of piyutim will be solved. Similarly, the third question of Taisus is also solved according to the Rashba. Because in either case, whether I short emes v'emuno or say the long nusuf, in all cases, the basic ideas are expressed. There's a reference there. Of course, according to that shita that holds parshat, since this doesn't have to be said, but essentially we're leaving out the introduction of tzitzis and the beginning of the bracha. But the essential nusach of mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim, etc., that is all there in that bracha, the other ideas that are necessary, and therefore everything is solved. Now, what does Rashi hold? Well, there are two solutions in Rashi. One solution is Rashi could hold like the Ra. And Rashi is exactly the Rav. He says the two brachas referred to are Emes, Vemuna, and Hashkivenu. And Rashi's sheet is completely like the Rav, and all the problems are solved. There is another way to learn in Rashi. Those of you who saw the Meiri, so the Meiri has another Mahalach. I confess to some of you, maybe some of you can help me, I have a difficulty with the Meiri, but the Meiri's essential approach is this. He's learning like the Rashba completely. Brachas do not have a text. They are basically Chazar Misakin ideas that have to be expressed. However, the Meiri learns into the Mishnah a nupshat. Mochim Shamlu Laharich in Rishai LaKatzer means where Chazal expressed a slew of ideas that have to be expressed in the Mishnah, it is also to leave any out to be Makatzer in the Mishnah. And also, similarly, where Chazal said to be Makatzer, they had a certain limit of how many ideas could be expressed in the Mishnah. It's also to be moisif. You have to express in your bracha the ideas Chazal said, but it's also to be moisif any ideas on. So according to the Meiri, I understand. The nusach habracha is at least the third question of Taisvus is solved. But piyutim still remains shver. Especially, I looked in in the bracha on the third night. In fact, this is it. Those of you want to see how long it is. This is the nusach of Or Yom Hef.
I'm going to show it to you. You see that back?
And then you turn the page, and you get all of this, as you can see. That's how long this piyut. It's a very long piyut. And it expresses a lot of ideas about the Yomer and about Pesach and all kinds of stuff. I don't immediately see the kesher to Hashkivenu. The Meiri, when he addresses this, says, "Mikomokom lahosif b'milois." Lefi inyan habracha, oy lefi inyan hayoyim bepiyutin, shem shevach l'shem me'ein habracha, ein lochash. So the Meiri seems to understand that the general thrust of piyutin, which is their shevach l'shem me'ein habracha, I guess shevach to a kadosh baruch hu, that's me'ein the bracha of hashkivenu, that's permitted. So the Meiri feels he's solving that problem. I don't exactly understand exactly why some of these piyutim are considered me'ein habracha. But according to the Meiri, the beer in the Mishnah is simple. The beer is, means where we, in a lot of ideas, you can't minimize them. Where Chazal Masak in a minimum of ideas, you can't be mirich them. That is going to be according to the Meiri. So far, we have two opinions on the side of ideas. We have the Rashba and the Meiri. According to the Rashba, the din is that brachas, there's a minimum amount of ideas that must be inserted into a bracha. According to the Meiri, did I say that right? According to the Rashba, there is a minimum amount of ideas that need to be inserted into a bracha. That's why the Rashba had to read Mokum Shemul Laharich and Rishai LaKatzer, LaKatzer Rishai Laharich. He had to read it as referring to the formula of the bracha. The formula has to remain. But in terms of the ideas, it's just the minimum. You can add to it as you please. However, according to the Meiri, there is a shear, maximum, minimum. There is both. There's a maximum amount and a minimum amount. There's a certain shear of ideas that are inserted into the Mishnah. According to the Meiri, to add the ideas or to subtract from them is, in fact, usur. Okay. But both according to the Rashba Meiri, there is no problem with saying piyutim. Now we move to the tour. Avrami! I didn't bring a tour, so I have to say it outside. I don't know why I brought all my swarm out, not that. But those of you who saw the tour know that the tour quotes brings to shame the Atshuvas Ramah, very interesting tshuva. I don't have it in front of me, but the Ramah was asked an interesting question. Those of you who peeked, and they must have seen the Ramah in shul, and he was sitting quietly during davening while everybody's saying piyutim, and he's saying nothing. So the Ramah said two things. He says, you're right, I'm not going to lie to you. In fact, I am saying quiet, I say the piyutim. And number two, he said, in spite of the fact that I am the famous Ramah, the famous Gadol Hador, in spite of that, it is I am unable. I could not be Moinea, the Shliach Tzibor, and change the minig of the shul. I've seen this before. Just as a parenthetical thought, there's a tshuva, a rush. The rush has a famous tshuva that in Chutz Laretz, you don't stop saying Geshem come Pesach. He says Chutz Laretz needs Geshem also. And the rush says that in his shul, I don't know whether he was in Germany at the time or in Barcelona, but wherever he was, he tried to tell the Shliach Tzibor, you can continue saying Geshem. Says the Shliach Tzibor ignored me. He ignored me. We haven't been hugging here. Who are you to tell us? So can you imagine if the Rosh and the Ramah couldn't change the minig of the shul, I guess none of us could either. But anyway, the Ramah writes that the halacha is that you are not allowed to change the text of your bracha. You cannot add to it or subtract from the text of the bracha. If you understand that the Haysaf of Piyutim are completely usher. And according to the Ramah, the Lashon HaMishnah is Pashut. First of all, when it says Laharich Ein Rishay LaKatzer, LaKatzer and Rishay LaHarich, it's referring simply to the Nusach HaBracha. You cannot extend it. You cannot shorten it in any way. Lachtim Rishay Shalei Lachtim, Shalei Lachtim Rishay Lachtim. Also, you can change the formula. The Bracha stands as it is. It cannot be changed. There is no specific remez in the Ramah as to how he reads Aruka and Tzara, but we will get to that shortly. This was Hashem. Now, we now have another opinion on the side of text. Now, we have two opinions already on the side of ideas and brachas. According to the Ra'ah, we said text. The Ramah holds, not like the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah holds that you cannot change institutionalization of the text. But in addition to text is mutter. The Ramah is saying any addition to text is asur. Why am I getting the rabbi doesn't know from Aaron Stoner? Okay, I don't know what that means. What am I doing wrong, Aaron? Okay. A 1 minute left. Oh, there's only 1 minute left. I'm gonna
no, get. No, not anymore. Not anymore. Not anymore. I just upgraded. I upgraded it. Don't worry about it.
You made the money good. Thanks a lot. I owe you money. Some money. Okay.
It's on the house. It's on the house.
All right. Shine. Okay. Now I want to go on to the Rambam. So now we have two shitas on that side, right? We have a machlokes here, whether it means to institutionalize the text or to simply expand the text. That's the machlokes between the Ramah and the Ra'ah. And we have another machlokes on the other side between the Miri and Rashba. Is it minimizing? There's a minimum amount of ideas that need to be contained in a bracha. Or there is a specific amount. You cannot add, you cannot subtract. Where does the Rambam stand on this? So the Rambam in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, here we are, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. He says, Bracha is Elu. He first starts out, Bracha Rishana Shlefnei, goes through what the brachas are. Then he says, Bracha is Elu, Im Shara Kol HaBracha is Haruka is Befika Yisrael, Ezra uvezdinoi tiknum. Vein adam rashai lefachos lifchos mehen veloy lahoisif aleihen. Mokum shiskinu lachtoim bebaruch in rashai shaloy lachtoim. Mokum shiskinu shaloy lachtoim in rashai lachtoim. Mokum shiskinu shaloy liftoyach bebaruch in rashai liftoyach. Mokum shiskinu liftoyach in rashai shaloy liftoyach. Klolus shal dover. Kol hamishanam et beish et tovuch uchumim bebrochos areze toyeh. This Rambam seems to hold that any kind of shinui that we will make in a bracha will cause problems. However, the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Brachos, Halacha Vav, Kol brachas kulan ne'amarin b'chol lashon. V'ushiyaymar ke'inyin shetiknu chachamim. V'im shines madbeya hoyel v'hizker azkara u'malchus v'inyin ha'bracha v'filu b'lashon chol yatsa. This Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Vav of Brachas appears to be soiser what he says in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin of Kriyashma. Here the Rambam says that if I am mishan in any way from the lashon of the bracha, I'm not yotze, I have to repeat the bracha. However, in Hilchos Brachas, he seems to say that as long as I said the inyan of the bracha, that's sufficient, and you're yotze. So what's going on? There are two solutions offered by the Achronim. Actually, they already went back to Kadmonim in what the Rambam means. The Kesef Mishnah, by the way, this kasha was asked by the Ramach. The Ramach asked this kasha and left the Rambam in Tzarachim. The Kesef Mishnah seems to take the following approach. He says, what it means is this. He asks almost as a kasha of the Ramach. Isn't it obvious what it means? He says, what the Rambam means is like this. What he means in Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, is that when he says that you cannot be mishan in any way, he's referring to the tzur of the bracha. Brachas that begin and end with Baruch cannot be changed. They have to remain that way. Brachas that start with Baruch and don't end have to stay that way. Brachas that end in Baruch without a beginning, they have to remain that way too. According to the Rambam, there is no way to change the tzura, the form of the bracha, the formula of the bracha. But in terms of the actual words, the text of the bracha, there's no Easter whatsoever. And therefore, if a person, as long as a person uttered the basic tzura of the bracha, there is no yotzei the bracha. This is the approach of the Kesef Mishnah. I found it also in the Sefer Habatim. I found it also in another Kadmon. I hope you know who this is, Reb David Arama. Very early, Reb David Arama lived in the 1400s. All of those Kadmonim take that approach to Mimiyashiv, the Stira in the Rambam. Now, according to this approach in the Rambam, I don't see any reason, according to the Rambam, why there'd be any problem with saying Piyutim. What would be the Ikuv? B'chayra, as long as I maintain the formula of the Bracha and I recite the ideas of the Bracha, where does it say anywhere that I'm not allowed to say Piyutim? However, the Tor brings down B'Shem the Rambam, like the Ramah. He's masking to the Ramah.
So what does it mean in Rashi Lehoisti, in the Mishnah, according to that?
According in the Mishnah or in the Rambam?
No, how does the Rambam explain in Rashi Lehoisti in the Mishnah?
Where does it say Lehoisti?
Laharich.
Hello?
In Rashi Laharich.
Laharich, it's... Yeah. Hello? Yeah, he's going to have to learn like the Rashba. This is going to have to be like the Rashba's pshat. That's how he's going to...
The Rambam in Perush Mishnayos says like the Rashba.
Right. I was about to say that. The Rambam in Perush Mishnayos exactly says like the Rashba. So this is assuming now at this point that the Rambam in Perush Mishnayos is like the Rambam in the Yad, which certainly makes sense. And that's certainly how the Kesef Mishnah must have understood him. In fact, I think the Kesef Mishnah references the Rambam Perish Mishnayis. He writes, the Kos Rabbeinu Perish Mishnah, Shenikris Birkas Yoitzer Aruka, Vavasoylem Tzara, Lafish Chol Bracha, Sheish Bischilosa Baruch, Vesefa Baruch, Nikris Aruka. Now, he exactly references the Perish Mishnayis, the Kesef Mishnah, in his Perish. However, and there's a big however here and a big but. The Rambam in Aleph Zion, the words are difficult. He says, "V'ein adam rashai lifchois men." I don't know if the Hebrew is lafachois men or lifchois men. V'lo lahoisif aleihem. You cannot detract or add. What's funny? Everybody's laughing over here. What's funny? What did I do wrong? What happened? What did I do wrong?
Nothing.
All right. Okay. When you see everybody laughing in one shot, I just wonder what I did wrong.
I was laughing because they were laughing.
Yeah, we're having mass hysteria here, huh? Okay. Lifchais men v'lei lahoisif aleihem. So that Rambam, that Lushan is difficult. because the implication here is sounds more like a textual issue. You can't add or detract from a text. That does not fit with the approach of the Rashba or the Raman Perish Mishnayos. So the Goyin here has an interesting analysis. It's very hard to say this is Pshat in the Rambam, but it's fascinating how he fits it into the Rambam. Why do I say it's hard? Because he says that the Rambam here in Aleph Zion and the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos in Aleph Vav are actually says to each other. The Rambam changed his mind. Chazer boy, says the Goyin. He changed his mind from what he wrote in Aleph Zion. When he got to Aleph Vav, I'm sorry, when he got to Aleph Vav and Brochas, he changed his mind. Changing his mind with what? So in Daf Mem, in later in the Masechta, there's interesting machloikis between two Tanoim. Machloikis between Reb Meir and Reb Yaisi. And Daf Mem, Gemara says, you can take a look a minute if you have Gemara's in front of you, it's right there at the top. It says, a person sees Ro'a pas, v'amar kama noa pas zoi. Baruch ha'mokim shebra, yotza. Ro'a te'ena, v'amar kama noa te'ena zoi. Baruch ha'mokim shebra, yotza, divrei Reb Meir. Yaisi emeir, kol mishan rabeir, shetavu chachamim bebrochais, le'yotza yedei chavasoi. There's the Goyin. In Aleph Zion, he paskin like Reb Yaisi. When he got to Hilchos Brachos, he changed his mind and paskin like Reb Meir. And therefore, in Aleph Zion, he's holding that the bracha, the text of the bracha, is specific. In Hilchos Brachos, he is now understanding that the text of the bracha is not specific. As long as the ideas of the bracha are suggested, even though the exact text is not used, you are yotze. Effectively, the Goyin appears to me, to be saying the following. Number one, he's learning the machloikas tanoim and daf mem appears to be a machloikas as to what is the aside of brachas. Are they, the machloikas that we mentioned as the machloikas we've shown him, is in fact a machloikas tanoim. According to Reb Meir, the brachas are simply ideas. There is no specific text. There's a formula, how the bracha begins and ends, but there is no specific text. It's just ideas. According to Reb Yaisi, there is a text. And if you change that text, you're not yotzei the bracha. Says the Goyin that the Rambam in Kriyat Shema, Aleph Zayin and Aleph Vav are actually chaylik. They're two different Rambams. The Rambam changed his mind and paskin something else.
Why didn't the Rambam switch? Why didn't the Rambam switch according to the Goyin? Just go back on it.
Back. You know what? I think this is an example. I have said, I've mentioned to you guys in the past, I think I said over to you from my shver. You know, when Rishonim are in Rishonim, they are seeing things. This is the Goyin is like a Rishon. When they're seeing things in Rishonim, they're seeing the things through the prism of how they understand things. So, number one, the Rashba referenced the Gemara and Daf Mem Amud Beis. The Rashba learns this machlekes tanoim over here is a machlekes lechadchila. Is it lechadchila mutter to be mishana the madeya? Everybody's moideh that yotze b'di'evit. The machloikis is lechadchila, are you allowed to change the text or not? However, the Goyin is learning, and by the way, the Goyin proves himself from the Lashon. The Lashon is yotze. Yotze is usually a Lashon b'di'evit. You are yotze. It's not Lashon lechadchila. The Goyin argues that this whole machloikis tanoim here is a machloikis that's even b'di'evit. It's a machloikis likuva. So the Goyin now explains, he goes a step further. He seems to want to say that the two tzadim, like the Rambam in Zion and the Rambam in Hilchos Kriyas, Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, effectively comes the Machlokes Mechaber and Ramah. Because he argues that the Mechaber, who holds that it's usher to be Meisiv Piyutim, that's going to be like Yaisi. That's going to be like the Rambam in Zion, in Perek Aleph Halacha Zion of Hilchos Kriyas. However, the Ramah, who's matir, the Haisafa of Piyutim, that is only because the Ramah understands it's just ideas that have to be expressed in a bracha. There is no specific text. However, he brings Yerushalmi that says, Harei zeh megune, it's not lechachila to do this. And therefore, he says, the Ramah says, very a little bit of ambivalence, says it's mutter to do. Doesn't sound like it's the best thing to do. But the Ramah says, if you don't say it, lo hifsid, you didn't leave, it's not so terrible. That is how the Gaon wants to learn. So in the Rambam, we have two approaches. The Gaon's approach is very difficult. I don't see any way to, I saw no one, and I don't have anything myself. Any of you have another yeshiv to the stira? Those are the only two things that I saw. The Gaon's approach is very difficult to say the Rambam was chayzer by Bemtzis Chibor. That's something you say in universities. We don't say that in yeshivas. That's not how we learn Rambam's chevra. And the approach of the Kesef Mishnah. If you'll note in the Beis Yosef, which I gave you, the Beis Yosef never mentions as a source for the Shita of the Mechaber, the Rambam. And that I think is Leshitosei, because for him, the source that he wants to say for his own Shita, that he wants to pass, is essentially Shita of the Rama. Now, one last point before I finish. There is one piyut that we do say in Birkas Kriya Shema. Anyone know what that is? Aisha, why are you hiding your face?
Shabbos.
Bensi.
Oh. Go ahead, Bensi. What is it? What on Shabbos? Which one?
Kelodain.
Kelodain.
I think, oh, the Kelosh Shabbos, maybe.
Kelodain? Kel Adain is the one I
was Kela Sheshavas, no?
Well, the whole thing.
You also changed the actual Nusach HaBracha there as well.
There, everything there. It's institutionalized. It's in the Bracha. It's not temporary. It's every week. I gave you, those of you who had a chance to see it, a Sefer Ha'itim. The Sefer Ha'itim writes, and I'm just going to read it for you for a moment, just a second. He says, V'nogu alma b'roiv m'kaimas, l'meir b'shabosais, ha'kol yeducha v'ha'kol yishabchucha. That's right away at the beginning of the bracha. Ad srafim l'oifane ha'kodesh, l'kelesh yishabos m'kol ha'matzim, v'yim ha'shvih, n'zol ha'v'yoshav, ad b'shamay m'imal v'ha'kol shevach ma'asei ha'decha, v'gaymer sabracha. Va'anan linuyas daitan chazilan da'ay min hoga ein lo yiger v'ta'usahi. Says it's a mistake. You have no right to do it. How do you have a right to be moisif onto a nusach habracha? Then, according to the Ra'ah, then according to the Ramah, it's going to be usher. Presumably, I guess, according to the Rashba, maybe we could find a heter. But according to the others, how do we find any kind of heter in this? And it would leave us shver, scratching our heads a little bit, especially leave it to the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch. What is the heter to say Kel Adayin? So I want to suggest the teretz. See if you guys like this teretz. It's in the Sefer HaBatim. Sefer HaBatim is a Sefer Marishon, Rabbi David Kechavi. The very end, when he speaks about the brings all Shitas around by him, he writes something interesting. He writes, "Ukvar nispashe taminuk laomroi b'chol hagolus," referring to Kelodin. "B'shamati shenusach ze tiknu hagoinim harishoinim, demayu mekubolim min hamoroyim, l'fichach en l'shanois haminuk." In other words, this, according to the Sefer HaBatim, is a piyut, which is not from the is not a simple piyut. Agam, the piyutim, was from a single Tana. Rabbi Elazar Kalir, I gave you many Mar Makaimis. There's a lot of debate who Rabbi Elazar Kalir is, but according to many Rishonim, he's Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. Some say he's Rabbi Elazar Ben Arach. But here, the statement is that Kel Odoin is from the Amoraim. The Amoraim certainly predate Ravina and Ravashi. They certainly have the ability to be misakin brachas, to be misakin nuschos. And according to that, there was a alpidin, institutionalized change in the nusach habracha, which would allow us and make it mutter for us to say this piyut every week. Okay, chevra, that's going to wrap it up for tonight. I think that basically covers it. I brought you on the shiur, so you may have seen. Rav Yoshev says if a person is in a minyan saying piyutim, he wants to say that a person should actually say the piyutim. You shouldn't sit quietly. Says that's he writes from a tshuva that a person should not be harish min tzibur. His approach is that the correct thing to do is say the piyutim.
What about the Ramah?
I remember.
And the tour.
According, he's being machriya like the Ramah and telling you to not be parish min tzibur and say. I can only tell you one thing. I was in Lakewood Yeshiva, and I've only seen, to my knowledge, who says the piyutim? Who, Bensi? Where do you say piyutim? Where says piyutim in Eretz Yisrael?
Oh, where Bensi lives, everyone says piyutim.
Really?
But the Broida?
You joking?
No, they're old school Yerushalmi.
No, really? They don't say it here. They don't say it here. I said them. I used to say them in America.
Hmm?
And when I came here, there was no minion that said it.
Where?
Young Israel of Hollywood?
In one of the rooms in Young Israel in Hollywood, they had a minion that was makpid to say all the piyutim.
I don't believe it, really? And were you the only one, or it was the whole minion? Eddie Davis had a minion like that? I can't believe it. He didn't get it from Rabbi Soloveitchik, that I can tell you.
They had 30 people, 35 people.
Really? That's amazing. That is amazing. So I know in Brooklyn, I know that in Shemre Amuna, I know like one or two shuls. In Eretz, I know of none. In America, I know they said piyutim. But I will tell you one thing.
This year, we daven tefillas tal in the Shemoneh Esrei. My neighbor decided to do it like chutz la'aretz. Because it said anyways in the sitter that the minhag agro is to do it inside the Shemoneh Esrei.
Of course. Well, when they do an Eretz Yisrael, I can't find the makor for it. That's something brand new.
He showed me a makor.
What we do in Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah, he showed me. I forget what the. I have here, to get here. The sefer from him.
What do you do in Eretz Yisrael?
He showed me in the sefer that when they came.
But in Eretz Yisrael, you just say the piyut before Shemoneh Esrei. I don't know what Sfardim.
He said they had.
Yeah, also.
That's what we do everywhere.
Awesome.
They said they had to make the pshara with the Sfardim that lived here. The Sfardim that lived here apparently never liked any type of piyutim in Yerushalayim Dafka, not in Tzfas. And it says that therefore they made some sort of pshara and they.
That way they say the tefillas tal before. I got it. Yeah. Moshe, you say tefillas tal in the bracha? No.
Before.
No, we do it before. We do everything before.
Just back up. Rosh Hashanah
Yom Kippur, we also don't add anything.
The mic.
Yeah, you're a bit loud.
Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we also don't add anything into Chazaras Hashat.
Yeah.
Uh huh. I said it's a faster davening. See, it's interesting. The Birkas Kriyashma, it was removed. In the Chazaras Hashat, there's something I didn't address. I want to just add one point before I let you go. In the Ra'ah, there is a problem with the Shemagia deals with Barichus. He says, according to the Ra'ah, as long as it's a temporary change, it should be mutter. Yet the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells me that in Shemon Esra, you're only allowed to add Me'ein Kol Brachu Bracha. In the first three brachas, the Rishonim go out of the way to say that it's only mutter because it's Sarech Rabin. So the Magia asks, according to the Rishonim, what's the problem? You can add to brachas as you please. So he has a teretz, which he has his teretz. I want to suggest another teretz, that there are really two dinim going on here. In Hilchos Brachos, the Rishonim is saying that there's no Isur, there's no mania to adding things on that are in a temporary form. That's fine. In Hilchos Tefillah, in Hilchos Brachos of Shemoneh Esrei, there's another din. In Hilchos Shemoneh Esrei, you can't haphazardly add brachos. There's a minyan. Each bracha, and these specifically in the brachos of Shemoneh Esrei, you have to add what's nogeh to the individual brachos. Me'ein kol bracha u'bracha. And in the first three brachos, there's a special heter because of Tzerech Rabin. Otherwise, it would be usher. So those heterim, those that we add, and basically we follow, I think, the minhag of the mechaber, which is that we're noyig not to add brachas in the middle of the piyutim of Birkas Kriyashma, but in Shemoneh Esrei we do, Ashkenazim referring to now, it seems to me that is all because we view that all as Tzerech Rabin, because otherwise I can't be miyashiv. Why did we take out the piyutim in the Birkas Kriyashma? Must be that we are viewing the piyutim in Chazaras Hashatz as all me'ein the inyan. It's a tzerech rabim im loach shvei masai, and that's why we say the piyutim. So I don't believe that the machlokes minhagim between the Sfardim and Ashkenazim on the piyutim in Chazaras Hashatz is easily explained simply saying mechaber and Ramah, because if it's like the Ramah, why did we take out the piyutim? So it must be, it's me'ein the mechaber, it's me'ein the sheet of the Ra'ah, but with a shinui that we're just being matir in the Birkas Kriyashma, I'm sorry, in the Chazaras Hashatz, Tzerech Rabin, to add those piyutim there as well. I just wanted to tell you one thing. I was in Lakewood Minyan years ago. Lakewood in America has the minig on Pesach on the morning before Shmon Esrei. There's a piyuk called Brach Doidi. You ever seen it? That famous piyuk, Brach Doidi. Sitting there, the whole yeshiva sitting there, and there's two people in the room saying it. It's the Shliach Tzibur and Rav Malkiel. No, the whole room was totally silent, waiting for Gaal Yisrael to start saying Shmon Esrei. So I don't know, Piyutimim got out. Maybe Rav Hamburger and Abrach is still doing it from the Yekis. But we've lost that minhag of Birkas Kriyashma, and that's it. Okay, tomorrow we are still going to talk a little
bit
more
about... In England, we also do it.
Yeah, I was wondering, who's talking?
Yitzchak Fulda.
In England, they do it.
Yeah, I imagine in Europeans, what are they doing there in
Europeans
France?
Europeans, much for sure.
Did you go to Minyan Pesach? I guess they didn't have Minyanim there, huh? What do they do in Belgium or in France? I don't know. I assume that
from last year, I don't remember. This year was.
If you can't remember, you say piyutim or not. It means you didn't say it.
No, we do say. We do say not everything, but we do say.
Because piyutim, a lot of people just lose. All right. Okay, Chavra. Tomorrow.
About a Froy Solenus Sukasha Lamecha and Shabbos Ma'ariv. I mean, you also changed the chasima there. There's a bit more that changes there.
Yeah, that's an interesting change because that change is not mentioned in any. It's not mentioned in any Gemara. It's not mentioned anywhere. It's just. It seems to have been a mesera to all of us to say a pyres. I heard once that Rav Meiselman doesn't change the bracha. Doesn't say in a Rambam to change it. I don't know if it's true, but I can tell you I have in my house many, many old Siduri Ashkenaz. All of them have a peres that in. I don't think that's a piyut. I think that was understood that for reasons that only Chazal understood, they changed the Nusach HaBracha on Shabbos and Yom Tov in the night Ma'ariv. I otherwise I have no other pshat. I don't understand that. That has nothing to do with piyut. That's in the bracha already. All right, guys, tomorrow I'm going to try if I can figure out how to do it. Ellen, maybe you can help me. I'm going to...